Kootenay Silver in the news today. That's KTN of the Toronto Venture Exchange as they announce results from their first 29 holes, their first ever drill program at the Copolito Silver Gold Project in Mexico. Here to run through it for investors, CEO Jim McDonald. Hey, Jim, appreciate the time. I know you're excited about this program. Would you run through what you know so far?
Yeah, so this Copolito's first program here, we've done a lot of shallow holes across numerous of the veins. Never been drilled before, so we wanted to get a look at everything, or mostly everything. Still got seven holes to come in. The bottom line here is we're seeing real good continuity of the veins. We're seeing it's mineralized throughout. There's a bunch of low grade that we picked up. But what we're, of course, looking for are the high grade shoots inside the veins. And we've got a number of hits demonstrating real good grade potential. You know, we're getting, including the first four holes there, over 2,800 grams of silver. We're getting also pretty high base metals in hole 33. It's a narrow interval, but it's important in indicating to us what grade potential is. There's 7.5 gram gold and 13.8% combined lead zinc in that hole. So there's also this complexity variation in metals. Some of the veins are stronger in silver and some are stronger in gold. It seems like gold and zinc are maybe going together. We have to really determine that. So we're pretty happy with that. We would have preferred if we'd laid into a real nice, consistent ore shoot right off the get-go, but that doesn't happen very often. But what we're really looking for here is to confirm we've got that sort of potential for the grade that was indicated from surface sampling, and we certainly do. Now, these holes are pretty wide spaced, 100 to 200 plus meters apart, and shallow, mostly 50 meters vertically is where they cluster. There's maybe the deepest one might have been 100. So very preliminary test here. We've got at least three of the veins out of the how many is it we tested? About seven we got holes into so far, and three are showing real good grade potential. So now what the follow-up program will be, we'll see what the last seven holes have as well. But basically, we'll be going back in, and we'll go do two things. We'll go back into the areas we got the good grades and then start stepping away with closer space drilling and hopefully start to define mineralized shoots within the veins. And that's how these things typically are. You'll get you'll get these zones within the veins that make the ore. And then outside of that, you can have all kinds of variable grade from almost nothing to sporadic good hits. So now the next part of the exercise is to go back and follow up with the good grades, and hopefully we're already into a good mineralized shoot and we just start to define it. In addition to that, in preparation of that, this is underway, we go back to the surface exposures and we start to do more detailed mapping work to give us clues of what direction these high grades might be controlled in. So when you're searching within this big broad plain, which direction do you want to be going in it? And that sometimes you can get good clues from the surface mapping of the veins. And so we'll be doing that as well. And what this is showing us is that, all the veins are grading. It's very consistent over kilometers of strike length of mineralized vein. Clearly not all ore, and it's never the way it works, but so what it does tell us is that consistency and scale and the high grade we are seeing, all right, we've got both the grade showing up there and we've got both the scale of system to have something pretty big and exciting there. And now in this next program we'll be zeroing in on the better hits, and in addition to that, stepping out onto those veins that we don't yet have any holes into.
Okay, appreciate that update. That's CEO Jim McDonald, Kootenay Silver, KTN on the Venture Exchange, and we'll certainly look forward to checking back with Kootenay as they have more results.